Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, the new push in this tight labor market to hire people with criminal backgrounds. You'll hear the different scenarios after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. There's a new effort to hire people with criminal backgrounds. This is on the heels of Congress having passed the bipartisan First Step Act. In December of last year, trade associations representing more than 60% of the U.S. workforce and well-known corporations have committed to change their recruiting practices. What's it mean for small businesses? We're joined now by Johnny Taylor Jr., CEO of the Society for Human Resource Management. Johnny, in this tight job market, seems there are more opportunities for this than ever.
Well, that's what's so unique at this point in time, Gordon. You know, we have this perfect storm. You have incredibly strong economy, and that has led to low unemployment. And we have something that most people don't realize is that starting in the year 2000, the American birth rate began to decline. So you have fewer Americans being born. You have a hot economy. It's leading to incredibly low unemployment. And so there's a real war for talent. As such, in the middle of this war, we're using all the tools at our disposal, one of which is to tap into previously untapped pools. And that leads you, that includes veterans, older workers. But one area that people really have not tapped into is people with criminal backgrounds.
Obviously, these are probably the last folks to usually get hired. Maybe because of that background, right? So how do you, as an employer, make sure you're bringing on the right person if you're going to offer somebody that shot?
Well, so the one thing, there's a little bit of a misunderstanding. I've received a few notes from people who say, oh my gosh, you're just saying hire anyone. What does that do for workplace safety? That's not what we're suggesting. We're saying, first of all, the individual needs to be qualified. So make sure that they have the skills that you need for the job. But secondly, all people will undergo some form of background check. It may be credit check. It may be criminal background check. It's going back and talking to former employers for references. So it's not this is not intended to be a pledge that I'm just going to open the door and hire everyone irrespective of their background. Is to determine what type of criminal conduct that they engage in, the severity of it, the how long ago it occurred, what have they done since then in terms of rehabilitating themselves. So it's a number of factors. Unfortunately, in the past, once you checked that box on your application that said, have you ever been arrested or have you ever committed a crime, etc., and you said yes, sometimes your application immediately went to the trash bin. And that's what we're trying to challenge now, is for employers to stop, managers to stop, slow down, and dig a little further, because there could be circumstances that would lead us to believe this person made a mistake but is entitled to a second chance.
And you guys have a campaign to sort of promote that?
Yes, it's called the Getting Talent Back to Work campaign. It's at our website, gettingtalentbacktowork.org, and the point of it is to get major employers, associations, companies, nonprofits, everyone, to consider people with criminal backgrounds for opportunities. It was signed off on now by over 700 associations and employers. I mean, we just kicked it off about a month ago, and I've been absolutely amazed at the support that we've received from employers who've said, fair enough. I've in the past just sort of short-circuited this population, and I'm willing to give them a second look.
We're speaking with Johnny Taylor Jr. He's the CEO of the Society for Human Resource Management, also known as SHRM. We're talking about hiring people with criminal backgrounds. I suspect, too, that unfortunately these may be the folks that are first to be let go if the economy goes south based on that background.
Well, I doubt it. I think what we found, first of all, there's no indication that even if the economy gets soft, let's say, and every economic, upturn has a downturn, right? We've seen cycles before. The difference, though, this time is, I mentioned in the beginning, the slowed birth rate that occurred starting in 2000. So we have 7.3 million openings right now in America, 7.3 million jobs that are unfilled, and we only have 6 million people looking for jobs. So even if the economy slowed up a little bit, it's going to take us some while to pick up that shortage, that deficit of talent. The other thing is employers ultimately want the best talent. Our experience, and we've learned this from all of the human resources professionals around the country, more than 80% of them say they value employees with criminal records once they bring them into the workplace, that they perform just as well, they retain, in other words, they don't leave you as quickly as other employees. So I tend to believe that even in an economic downturn, these employees are going to stay longer because they're loyal, they know they have fewer options, let's be honest, and therefore, I think employers are going to hold on to them.
You know, I scribbled down this shocking stat, I guess, that 1 in 3 adults has a criminal background. What would that include?
I mean, everything, and it is a shocking, you know, we often say, you know, look to your left, look to your right, and one of you has a criminal background. That's really, we've sort of taken the Band-Aid off of this this part of the conversation that we don't want to talk about. Frankly, if you had been arrested before, you're not going to broadcast it. So there are a lot of folks who've been hiding in the shadows, if you will, who are in the workplace right now, by the way, who have criminal backgrounds, and it's amazing, since we've launched this, the number of people who've come forth and said, you know, I've been so embarrassed to tell anyone that, you know, 20 years ago I made a mistake and spent some time in jail or even prison. And I've been working, I've started a family, life is good, never committed another crime, but I've always kept this as my dirty little secret. What this is allowing us to do is have these people come out, and we're seeing some very successful people who made mistakes, who've rehabilitated themselves, and are amazing employees.
Boy, I guess define that. Well, criminal background, you also said arrested. That doesn't mean convicted of something, though. What is criminal?
Really good point. So as you know, we have oftentimes asked on applications, have you ever been arrested? Have you been convicted? Did you plead no contest? So we've asked for the broadest bit of information that we could get from people at the applicant stage in the past. People are arrested, you're right. Some of it is just, you know, small. I mean, writing a bad check could get you arrested in parts of America. Okay. Making a threat, you know, getting into an argument with someone else and saying, I'm going to do X, could be in many of the states is considered an assault.
Okay. And
you could be convicted of that assault, separate from the battery. The battery, people sort of conflate assault and battery. They're two different things. But the assault is just the putting someone in imminent threat of harm. That could be words. And so we have people who've been arrested for a number of things in the past, and that's why this one-third number, 1 in 3, surprises people, but doesn't for those of us who are lawyers and those of us who are in HR. We constantly, in the process of, you know, making offers to employees, conduct background checks, and you'd be surprised at the high quality, I mean, Ivy League educated, people from the right families, et cetera, who, when we do that background check, up pops sometimes not just an arrest, but a conviction. It's oftentimes a very long time ago, and the person, again, has a wonderful track record in spite of that, but it occurs far more often than we think.
With these rule changes that are now going to spring more people from prison.
Yes, First Step Act. That's right.
So does your pool, or does the pool now expand for employers to choose from?
Yes, no question. So President Trump signed into law in late December of 2018 what's called the First Step Act, and that was intended to, frankly, take these people who've been sitting in jail under minimum mandatory sentences that were just too long. Even the judges themselves who handed down the sentences said, they're too long. I'm just forced to do it because of this legislation. We're now bringing those people into the workforce. So in the past, prior to 2018, about 600,000 or so Americans were released from incarceration every year. Because of the First Step Act, we expected that number could swell to as high as 750,000, which is amazing, the number of people. And we saw during the State of the Union address, the president pointed out one of the first person released under the First Step Act. We've got to do something with those people. If you're really concerned as a taxpayer, at a minimum, as a taxpayer, about where your dollars are going, then we have a vested interest in getting these people back to work, because if they are released and can't work, they are going to recidivate. The chances are very, very high that they will recidivate. And that doesn't do any of us any good to return someone to prison at $35,000, $40,000 a year, cost to the taxpayer. We need to get them to work, especially at this point where employers also need these employees.
So give that stat again. I didn't scribble it down fast enough. The number who have been released traditionally per year versus what you think it might go to?
it's about 600,000 have traditionally been 600, 650, somewhere in there. And we expect that it will swell to about 750,000 people per year re-entering.
Amazing.
But remember my earlier number, 7.3 million jobs, 6 million people looking, which means we've got a 1.3 million person deficit. If we could peel some of these 750,000, frankly, in a nirvana, you know, perfect world, utopia, we'd take all 750,000 and we would still have a deficit, people looking at it. So it's a wonderful thing.
Very good. Good stuff. Anything else you want to close out with?
I think what we've done at gettingtalentbacktowork.org, and I'd recommend everyone go check it out, is we have produced, SHRM has produced a toolkit, and it's not just for HR managers and professionals, it's for everyone. It's employers and shops that are small and don't have dedicated HR resources, it's for hiring managers, and frankly, even some formerly incarcerated individuals. Go to the site. There are toolkits there. There's information regarding recruiting, hiring, and understanding the legal issues associated with hiring people with criminal backgrounds. It's a really important tool, and we think we're going to do our part. This is what we're calling the next step, if you will. First Step Act is really changed the game around criminal justice reform, and SHRM is engaged in the next step, helping employers take advantage of this previously untapped pool of talent.
Wow. I don't want to make any assumptions either, because you said all types, right? Could be murderers, rapists, robbers, right? Arsonists.
It runs the gamut, as you might imagine. But, you know, someone threw that at me. It's a really good point. Well, what about murderers and rapists and arsonists? Well, the reality is, I said 750,000 people or so will be released from incarceration every year. There are a significant number, 5% of those who are currently incarcerated, who will never be released.
Yeah,
so you're not going to have that problem. I mean, we're not going to, you know, the guy who just can, the serial killer in a neighborhood is never going to come out, and therefore we're not worried about that in this context. These are largely hardworking Americans who made a mistake, and they're deserving of a second chance.
Thanks, Johnny. Johnny Taylor Jr., CEO of the Society for Human Resource Management. No one compliments you when their paycheck is correct, but make one mistake and you risk alienating your entire workforce. With Kronos, we make sure your payroll is done right the first time, from punch to paycheck. Embedded checklists, simplified workflows, a single source of truth. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/payroll. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with gordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.